We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad spring is here.
Absolutely. The only downside to it is occasionally we do get that severe spring weather.
I know. That's what we say all the time. Barbara Brown and I used to work together all the time. Of course, still friends and talk. And then even Nora said it this morning. I love spring. It's my favorite time of the year. You know, everything's coming out. My yard's getting green and the trees are blooming and Easter flowers, daffodils, and it's just such a joyous time, you know.
And you know, the Easter flowers popped up very quickly this year.
Oh, they did. They really did. I really don't have any now. I used to have a whole bunch here on the bank, and some way they cleaned out the ditch and worked on the road there and they went away. So I don't have them anymore, but I love seeing them out in the country.
Absolutely.
I love to drive by somewhere and look out in the field and see a bunch, and you know there was a house there at some time.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's, you know, a lot of fields have a big bunch of them if they're not, you know, not cultivated or something. I'm glad spring's here. So I sort of have a sweet tooth today. How about you?
Well, you know, I always am interested in sweet stuff. I don't necessarily always need it, but I'll absolutely listen.
You know, I didn't care so much about sweets. I used to make cakes and pies for Raleigh because he loved sweets and I really didn't eat them. But as I've gotten older, somewhat older, I kind of like a little bite of something sweet.
Well, it's always good to end a meal that way.
Well, as you and I were talking, my dad always ate preserves on biscuits or preserves on toast, and he wanted something sweet on the table.
And my granddad Cummings was the same way. He absolutely wanted in that meal with a bite of something sweet. It might not be a whole lot. And his go-to was a buttered biscuit with jelly or jam or preserves on it.
Or sorghum. In the fall, Daddy would go to Hogsville and bring back a bucket, a tin bucket. I can see it right now. Sorghum.
Mm-hmm. Looked like a little paint bucket.
They made it on the side of the road down there, you know, around Hogsville.
Uh-huh.
And he would go down there. Of course, he was born in Lewisport and lived in Maceo, and, you know, that was home for him. But he would always bring it back and mix a little butter with his sorghum on the plate and then eat it on that biscuit.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
We looked forward to that. As I say, I didn't so much then. As you say, I like a bite of something sweet. Anyway, I've got some sweets. I hadn't had any desserts much in the dessert line lately, so I didn't want them to feel neglected.
Okay, well, what do you have for us today?
The first one is a cheesecake. It's an easy cheesecake. I mean, I have a recipe for a cheesecake that has a lot of ingredients, and, you know, it has to be baked in a springform pan, and the pan sits in a pan of water so they don't crack. You know how cheesecakes crack on the top.
Right.
But this is an easy, easy one. It starts out, you use a graham cracker crust, and if you want to make your graham cracker crust, you know, you can crush the graham crackers and put sugar and melted butter and pat them in your pan. But most of us in the later years, you know, you can buy a pretty good graham cracker crust at the grocery. Keebler makes one and various people. And when you do make this, you need to buy the bigger one. There's some of them, you know, that are small, really small.
Mm-hmm.
But if you the bigger one, because this will make, you know, a 9-inch pie. But anyway, for the filling, you take 2 blocks of cream cheese softened, 16 ounces, you know, the 2 big 8-ounce packages, 1 cup of sugar and 3 tablespoons of sour cream, and 1/2 tablespoon of vanilla extract, and 1/2 teaspoon of lemon juice. I mean, you can leave that out, but that just gives it kind of a fresh taste. And 2 eggs. And you just mix your cream cheese, your sugar, your sour cream, vanilla extract, and the lemon juice in a mixer. And add those 2 eggs one at a time to the mixture and thoroughly mix it up good. And it's the key for it to be, you know, creamy and smooth. You need to mix it really well.
Right.
So you probably need to use a mixer because you've got that cream cheese. And if you try to mix that with a spoon or by hand, you're going to have some lumps of cream cheese in it. So it's not going to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix it well. And the mixture is kind of thick and smooth, probably 4 minutes or so. And you pour that into your pie crust and you bake for 65 or 70 minutes. I mean, you need to watch it. And then you chill it in the refrigerator a few hours before you serve it. And you can top it with either cherry or strawberry pie filling. I've done it with cherry pie filling most of the time. Or you can drizzle it with caramel sauce, which is not bad either.
No, I don't see a downside to any of those.
If you wanted to, you can drizzle it with that caramel sauce and put a few crushed pecans on top. Or I've made it and put crushed pineapple on top of it. It's just whatever you got. I'm a big cook at that, as you well know.
Yes.
I look in the cabinet and say, what have I got that I can put on this? But that was a real tasty, cool summer dessert. You know, it's good anytime.
I am a big fan, and that sounds like a fairly easy recipe.
It is easy. It is. You know, you're a long time baking it, but that really doesn't matter. What you're not doing anything. And then you can, you know, put it in the refrigerator and have it ready. And it's very refreshing. It's good. The pineapple's good on top of it, too. It makes it really, you know, a cool, refreshing dessert, too.
And I can remember, Mom always would make the ones in the little kit that you got at the grocery store. You know, you just mix that up. And I always loved it, but I was very surprised when I finally got out into the world and had a real slice of cheesecake.
I don't remember. I'm sure she did because Mother cooked all kinds of stuff, but I really don't remember her ever making cheesecake. And I'm like you. I was at a restaurant sometime and ordered a New York style cheesecake, I think what they call it, the one that you bake that has all the stuff in it. And then I have made it quite a bit. I haven't made one lately because it's so big. I'm sure I could bring it to the radio station, couldn't I?
Well, I assure you that if you did, it would be gone fairly quickly.
You all won't throw it away.
No, I don't think so.
I need to make one so I can keep my hand on it. There's another dessert that I make that I'll find that recipe later where you stir up lemon. You don't put eggs in it and you don't bake it. You do that. I like it in a regular crust, but then you put cherries on top of it. It has Eagle Brand milk in it. It's real good, too. But now I got a coconut cream poke cake. I know you're not a big coconut fan. This doesn't have a lot in it, and I think it's the texture you don't like. It's not the flavor, isn't it?
Yes.
I think that's the way a lot of people are about coconut. They don't like the texture. They maybe think it tastes like insulation or peel. Like I have bought several times. I don't remember if Duncan Hines or Betty Crocker. Somebody makes a coconut cake mix, and this starts with a box of white cake mix. But I have used several times the coconut cake mix to start with, and then you wouldn't put some of this stuff in there. It's a box of white cake mix and water, vegetable oil, and eggs, you know, just like the package says, you mix up your cake mix.
Mm-hmm.
And it says 3 teaspoons of coconut extract. And I have some of that, but if you don't have that, if you can find that coconut cake mix, you don't have to have that because it already has a coconut flavor. And 1/2 cup of sweetened coconut flakes. And then the filling is 2 3/4-ounce boxes of instant coconut cream pudding, 3 cups of milk, some whipped topping, 2 cups of heavy whipping cream, 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, and 1/3 cup sweetened coconut flakes. And you preheat your oven to 350 and grease a 9x13 baking pan and set aside. And in a bowl, you mix your cake mix, water, vegetable oil, eggs, and the coconut extract if you're using it until combined, just like you would be making the cake mix. And you gently stir in those coconut flakes. And you pour the batter into your pan and spread it evenly, and you bake at a preheated oven for 20 to 25 minutes until until it's done. You know, I always test that with a toothpick, stick it in the center of the cake, and if it comes out clean, your cake's done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kind of, if you bake them quite a bit, you can kind of pat the top and tell when it's done all the way through. And you cool that cake for about 15 minutes, and while the cake's still warm, you poke holes using the back of a wooden spoon or a similar object over the entire cake, and you allow the cake to cool completely before you put the filling on it. And then a large bowl, you mix together the pudding mixes and milk and immediately pour all over the cake and spread evenly and make sure all the pudding seeps into the holes, which is no problem. It goes right in there. And you refrigerate your cake until the pudding is set. And then you prepare the topping, which is you place cream and sugar in a large bowl. And using an electric mixer, beat the cream and sugar together on high speed until stiff peaks form, which is whipped cream. And you spread the whipping topping evenly over the entire cake, and you sprinkle that with coconut flakes, and you keep the cake refrigerated. And if you wanted to use Cool Whip rather than making your, whipped cream's really good, real cream is, but if you wanted to use Cool Whip, it's a pretty good whipped topping, and you can put that on it, and then you wouldn't have to whip the cream.
Okay.
You got time for another one?
We do.
This one has the flavors of banana cream pie. It's another poke cake.
Okay.
And it's a box of Betty Crocker at Cogfar in this recipe, which you could use whatever you wanted to. Super moist jelly cake mix. I use Duncan Hines cake mix a lot. I think they're really good. And then you use the water, oil, and eggs Cogfar on the cake mix box. And your filling is 2 boxes of banana cream instant pudding and pie filling mix and 2 cups of cold milk. And you take the topping as a container of Cool Whip, frozen whipped topping thawed, sliced bananas, and vanilla wafer cookies. And you heat the oven to 350 and spray a 13x9-inch pan with cooking spray or butter it, whichever suits you. And you make and bake the cake as directed on the box and cool it in the pan 5 minutes. Okay, then you get that handle of that wooden spoon again. and poke holes almost to the bottom of the cake every 1/2 inch. You wipe in your spoon handle occasionally to keep it reduced sticking. That's what they say. But in a medium bowl, you stir together your filling ingredients and pour over the cake and spread that evenly over the surface, walking back and forth to fill the holes, just like you did on the one before.
Mm-hmm.
And some filling will remain on top of the cake and you refrigerate it an hour. And then you spread your whipped topping evenly over the cake. And just before serving, you top with bananas and cookies, slices of bananas and crumbled vanilla wafers. And there it's ready to serve. It's kind of like a banana pudding. I mean, you probably like that one better.
I like the sound of that one very well.
And it's really easy. You know, I mean, cake mixes are a good starter thing. It's not, really, they're just your flour and sugar and whatever flavoring, because you're adding your eggs and your oil. And, you know, what else, your water or milk, whatever you add to them. Some people use milk all the time. The recipes don't call for milk, but they think it makes a better cake. And I have used it some, too. These are pretty good.
Well, they sound good.
Pretty refreshing and summery ones.
All right, folks. Well, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very easy to get. All you have to do is send us an email to wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure that you put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and we'll get those recipes out to you. Make sure you let us know which ones you want. Also, you can send that email directly to SammyQ@bbtel.com, and she'll get those out to you as well.
I sure will.
Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Never trust a skinny cook.